Joe Biden thumbs nose at Catholic Church in election year. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 23, 2024. Rome, U.S. President Joe Biden has doubled down on positions antithetical to his Catholic faith as he prepares to run for re-election. On January 22, as Catholics and other pro-lifers prayed for an end to abortion in America, President Biden called on Congress to pass a law imposing abortion on demand in all 50 states. Congress must codify Roe v. Wade for all the states in America, Biden said in a video message released on X, former Twitter. Stop playing politics with women's lives and freedom, he exhorted. Let doctors do their job. Since the court overturned Roe v. Wade, every single time reproductive freedom has been on the ballot, voters chose to protect access to abortion, he added in a written text. It's time their representatives listened to them. Meanwhile, the Biden White House has launched an Easter egg youth art competition but has banned content that includes religious symbols or overtly religious themes, despite the quintessentially Christian origin and meaning of Easter. As part of its annual Easter egg roll event, the White House has called for egg artwork inspired by the theme celebrating our military families, which may depict a favorite activity, scenery in your state, your military family, a day in your life, as long as the material has no religious content. The winning decorated eggs will be displayed at the White House this Easter and Passover season, the White House said. Along with religious symbols and themes, the Biden White House has also banned content that is inappropriate, indecent, obscene, hateful, tortious, defamatory, slanderous or libelous, or that promotes bigotry, racism, hatred or harm against any group or individual, or promotes discrimination based on race, gender, religion, nationality, disability, sexual orientation or age. Related, pro-lifer, Catholic Church should deny Eucharist to Biden, Pelosi for their support of abortion. During his presidency, Biden has consistently advocated for positions diametrically opposed to Catholic teaching, despite his insistence that he is a devout Catholic. He has pushed for taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, the inclusion of biological males in women's athletics, the administration of puberty blockers for children suffering from gender dysphoria, and same-sex marriage, all the while attacking religious freedom. The U.S. bishops has sharply criticized Biden for transgender war on Catholic charities, as well as his support for the Equality Act, which hinders quality health care, endangers the privacy and safety of women and girls, regulates free speech, severely undermines religious freedom, and threatens charitable nonprofits and the people they serve. The bishops also took issue with Biden's rabid abortion advocacy, which facilitates the destruction of defenseless, voiceless human beings. Follow at Williams Rome.